Well, we thank God, and now the call is being recorded. So I'm going to move on out the way and give it over to our host, Tiffany Lauderdale, all the way from Inglewood, California, early this morning. We thank God for this woman of God. Tiffany, take it away. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you, Prayer General. Thank you very much for seating us. We are ready to move this call forward, and we thank each one of you for joining us on the Master's Call on this marvelous Monday. So magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. We thank God for the Master's Morning Call, and we thank God for each listener on the Master's Morning Call. The Master's Morning Call started back on October the 25th, 2010, with our founders, none other than Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, hailing from Dallas, Texas. We thank God for the visionaries of this call, and we thank them that they were obedient to God's call for the Master's Morning Call. And we thank each one of you who join with us day after day to see what God is doing in the lives of his children. So we thank you for joining us, and we invite you to visit us each and every day at this appointed time. Our scripture reference that this call stands on can be found in Psalms 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning our prayer comes before you." And the mission statement for this call is to enrich, to enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day, to accept God's will, to be ministers in the marketplace. So truly, God is good, God is able, and he has a calling for each and every one of us. Each and every one of us has a responsibility to be a minister in the marketplace. So we thank you once again for joining us this morning on the Master's Call. And at this time, I would like to give you our email address. So if you're interested in being a prayer intercessor, if you have a prayer request, if you have a praise report, if you have any concerns or any issues regarding this call, then I invite you to use our email address. And our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Once again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And if you've missed any of our calls, or if you want to just go back and listen to any of our calls, all of our calls have been so eloquently organized and recorded and saved and archived, and they can be found at our web address, and our web address can be found at www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. So if you will visit that website, if you need a word in the middle of the day, go ahead and visit that website and see truly what message it is that God would have for you to hear at that time. This time, I would like to ask for my sister, Minister Kathy, if she would come to the line at this time and open us up in a word of prayer. Minister Kathy, are you there?
I'm here, Minister Kathy. Can
you
hear me?
Good morning, Minister Kathy. I hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Father, we come before you now in the name of Jesus. We bless you for this blessed opportunity to come again into your throne room and bless your name on the Master's Call. Lord, we thank you because this is a day that you've made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. It is a conviction of our heart. It is an act of our will to rejoice in this day. Now, Father, we pray right now as we come together that you will cover this call now in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus to cover the speaker right now, God, as she comes forth and minister the word of God. I thank you, Lord God, the word shall come forth unhindered. I thank you, Lord God, that you have downloaded a mighty word in her mouth for the people of God. And we said with great anticipation, anticipation of what you're going to do. Father, we are not only hearers of your word, but we bless you, God, that we are doers of your word today. And so I thank you, Lord God, as the word goes forth today, Lord God, unhindered, uninterfered, without any interaction whatsoever from any satanic forces. We bind up anything that would try and come against this call in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over everyone that is on this call today. We thank you, Lord God, for Artists International, and we thank you for our founders, and we bless you, God, for the founders of this call, the Master's Call. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing their lives and continuing to cause them to do greatness for the kingdom of God. And we give you glory, honor, and praise. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister Kathy, for opening us up and inviting the airways and the byways to be clear this morning as the word shall go forth. Once again, you have dialed in to the Master's Call, and we greet you with kingdom greetings on this marvelous Monday morning. If you are an artist distributor on this line this morning, I invite you to visit your back office to see what things Artists International have in store for you. If you don't know, then get to know, because that's what your back office is there for. It's actually a tool that will enhance your business, that will enhance your productivity as far as your Artists International business is concerned. So I invite you to go to that website to see what is new in Artists International. Look at the events and make sure that you go participate in those events, because at those events you gain knowledge, you gain exposure, you gain inspiration, and then you meet other members of the Artists International family. So truly, we thank God for Artists International, and we thank God for the relationships and for the connections and for how awesome the products that we have in Artists International. And if you are not an Artists International distributor on this line and you want to know what Artists International is truly about, then I invite you to go back to the person who invited you to this call and ask them, can you tell me a little bit more about Artists International? And I'm sure they will be excited to give you more information about Artists International. Once again, this is the Master's Call. And at this time, I would like to bring forth a woman of God that you hear every marvelous Monday morning. She truly is on the road to do what God would have for her to do as far as the kingdom of God is concerned. She does bring to us each and every Monday, and she hosts the call day after day. And truly, she is an anointed vessel of God. And we just thank her greatly for her faithfulness to this, the Master's Call, because she has been on here every single day since October the 25th, 2010. And now, I don't know how many people would be able to do that, but I do thank God for her, and we love her here on the Master's Call. She is a virtuous woman. She is anointed. She is knowledgeable. She is and shows excellence in all things that she does. She is spiritual, and she is very strong. So it is indeed a privilege, a pleasure, and an honor for me to bring to you this morning the woman of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am, and thank you, thank you, thank you for that most eloquent introduction. I praise God for you being so faithful all the way out early in the morning in Inglewood, California. Have been just as consistent. And again, to you, Prayer General Minister Amber, thank you for welcoming our special guests and our TMC family, and Minister Kathy for opening in prayer. It's an honor. It's an assignment that I embrace holistically to sponsor this call and to be one of the people that God uses to speak. Thus saith the word of God. And there is a word from the Lord this morning we want to get right to. I have been, for the last couple of weeks, really, as a prophet of God, God has had me very quiet before him, because there is so much turbulence. There is so much restlessness in the realm of the spirit, and God's people are being attacked in many ways, and some have to be encouraged to not go into fear, into doubt and anxiety, but to walk in faith. And a lot of times when we say just keep the faith and hold on and trust in God's grace, that almost seems unreachable, untouchable when our emotions are raging. But I want to speak to your spirits this morning and educate your mind so that they cooperate, that as long as the paraclete and the Holy Spirit is inside of us and guides us, and if we allow him to do what he is commissioned to do, this journey, this season that many of us are walking through, we will walk to the place of victory. The title of my message, a very, very simple phrase we've heard so many times, these simple four words, my grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient. But I added on to it, carrying us to the manifestation of our vision. When Paul had to speak to himself and let the Holy Spirit minister to his heart because he was in a rough season, you know, sometimes we, with words of encouragement and words of faith, we have to start with the truth and realize that in the truth, the facts will have to line up. And some seasons are harder than others. Some places we do feel like we're spiritually drowning. Some seasons we feel like God ain't talking. We don't hear anything, and that's real. But in the midst of all of that, we have to remember that he tells us, as he told the great patriarch Paul, my grace is sufficient. Because it's that grace that carries us, that pushes us, that allows us to keep going day after day till we get to the manifestation of our vision. So today I'm going to hone in on that ingredient of grace, which is our attitude, really does determine our altitude. We know from the text in 2 Corinthians 12, in those verses 7 through 9, we all know when Paul was writing to the Corinthians, that was church folks. Those were the shown up, hard to change and mentor and get them into the new mindset of Christianity. Corinth was a port city. Anything and everything that you could think about going on. It was a Las Vegas. It was a New York. It was a cultural place all mixed into one where everything was happening. It was because it was a port city, it was a 24-hour city, and you just had many different beliefs and religions. You had different mindsets, different cultures, and Paul was going in trying to birth this thing we call embrace and love Christianity. And many people were getting a principle, but they weren't changing their attitude. See, we can do a right thing, but have all the wrong reasons for it. So as we read in 2 Corinthians 12, 7 through 9, it says, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect. That word means mature, in weakness. See, going through some valleys is part of the process. Walking out some disappointments is part of our destiny. Feeling like we are just knocked down to the ground is part of our growth, so that we can fulfill our purpose. See, we started off this month discussing September, a labor of love. We talked about last time the number 9, and that number represents maturity. That number represents maturation, completing something like a woman carrying a child 9 months, like in school years, nine months to academic year, but carrying it out with love, with an attitude that glorifies God. See, today, when the process does not feel good, when the labor is truly hard and overwhelming, then we have to remember and embrace those four words, my grace is sufficient. But the key is to do it with the right attitude. See, God is a good God full of grace and mercy. And Webster in the Meridian Dictionary defines grace, so we'll all get on the same page, as unmerited favor, the love of God towards mankind. In other words, we don't deserve it, and we definitely did not earn it. And we've heard so much teaching on favor, that it's a kind or helpful act. It's the state of or condition of being approved. But the key word, it's favoritism, yeah. Favor is bias, partiality, because we're the king's kid. We have a daddy God who loves us, and we're the apple of his eye. But even with that, what's our attitude with the grace he extends and shows us? And I want to just talk briefly today, because there's some people who sincerely are a place where they're hurting and they're feeling stretched past the stretch, like a pop is on the way. And they're saying, I know in my heart, I know in my mind and my spirit that God is a God of a breakthrough, but I don't know if he's remembering my address. Well, in the process, in the season, let's talk about going on with that grace in God. See, everybody does need God's grace at different times in our lives, and we all must have this attitude of gratitude, grateful for his grace and mercy as we're going through our journey. In Hebrews 4, in that 15th and 16th verse, it says, come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. See, there's some situations and some times when we don't need justice, we want mercy and grace. When we thank God he doesn't give us what we deserve, but we get the ability to receive his grace. And see, secondly, when we're talking about the ingredients of the right attitude, we've got to get grounded in agape love, that 1 Corinthians 13 love, that whole chapter that talks about a love that's unconditional. And then like a palm tree, when the winds of adversity blow, not if they blow, but when they blow in our lives, when the rains of affliction do pour down and the hurricanes of light, natural and physical, the palm tree will bend, but it won't break. Why? Because the grace is sufficient. In Ephesians 3:17, that 17th verse of Ephesians, when Paul wrote in chapter 3 to the church at Ephesus, he said, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, and ye being rooted and grounded in love. See, we got to get rooted and grounded in God's love and give the grace something to work with. Give God's mercy some nourishment to work with. See, we go to verse 20, but we got to get rooted and grounded in verse 17. Because then in verse 20, after we've rooted and grounded our hearts in God's grace, then he tells us that God will do that exceedingly abundantly above, more than we could ask or think. But it's according to the power that works in us with those seeds of grace. Colossians 1, verse 23, that 23rd verse of Colossians 1. He said, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. See, grace has some ingredients, and staying grounded in God's love is so important. See, after an attitude of grace, and then secondly, getting grounded in the right soil of success, then we have to develop right relationships, right strategies, and then healthy growth will come. See, if God's a part of it, there should be some growth. We all should be at the same place we were even the beginning of this year. Our little issues with anger should have grown better, where we have more peace in our hearts. Our issues with patience, we should have grown to a better place where we thank God for the patience God's given us, so we're better with having patience with others. Anything God's a part of, it grows. And people tell you different, they're not being scripturally or ethically truthful with you. See, when you're really rooted and grounded in God, he loves us all too much to let us stay the same. And when we won't change, we get a little help as situations happen to help us change. But grow healthy, groomed for success in Christ. Ephesians 4:15, the theme of our ministry here at Gathering of the Eagles, is to speak the truth in love as we grow up in Christ Jesus. We got to speak the truth, but it's got to be spoken with love. That attitude has to come from a place of wanting to help people, not hurt them, correct them, or just be hostile toward them, but out of a place of I love you enough to speak the truth to your heart. See, you all need some spiritual checkups, like you do an oil checkup on your car, a maintenance checkup, because we got to make sure we're growing healthy in Christ. See, what's your word intake? Are you reading the Bible every day? or is he just collecting dust? Or you look real spiritual carrying it to church, but you don't open it and say amen on me until you get in church and sit down. No, you don't say you daily love Christ and you don't read his word daily, because there's an impartation that comes into your spirit. What's your prayer power level? Man, it does grieve my spirit that we still are, after all this time, asking people to pray who know you've heard God tug on your heart months ago to pray, to be one of the people who pray, to be someone who is not always just coming to sit and eat, but willing to be there to give out, to plant some seeds of prayer. How solid is your service record? This is the ninth month of the year, and some of us have not led one soul to Christ yet, but oh, I love him with all my heart. Your actions speak louder than your words. There's all of us who got some plenty of heathens around us, and if we have not led one sinner's prayer this year, then you didn't have to make sure they came to Christ, but you did have to be responsible when God prompted your heart to open up and let them hear about the love of Jesus Christ. Boy, I'm going all off my notes, but God is speaking to someone this morning. After an attitude of grace, then secondly, getting grounded in God's love and his word, then as you begin to grow in God, then you realize how great our God is. In 2 Chronicles chapter 2, verses 4 through 5, it talks about the greatness of the God we serve. In Psalms 92, verses 4 through 5, we serve an awesome God. I often hear myself correcting people when they get into fear and want to legislate morality and want to box people in to make them do right. Trust the God that we serve enough that he is the one who convicts. We just get to share the good news and let the Holy Spirit convict. When I see people get saved, I love how Richard Roberts used to tell us when I was in school at ORU, he used to say from the stage, too many times, Christians, we want to clean the fish before we catch it. But we've got to catch it with love, have an attitude that but for the grace of God, there go I could have been out there acting crazy, stuck on stupid. But for the grace of God, by his love, he drew me in. And then the conviction of God made me quit trying to wear all of Fashion Fair and Maybelline makeup at the same time, made me let that dress line go down. The love of God made me find different four-letter words like hope and love and work and not always say those other explicitives that came out of my mouth, but by the love of God shed abroad in the heart. See, our attitude of grace, the point, the reference, why we do what we do, that's what we're talking about this morning. See, with that attitude of gratitude, it's a mindset of thanks, of that unmerited favor that always starts off with a spirit of humility and a posture of thanks. When I see a lot of arrogant saints, because I do see a lot of them, a lot of what God is doing through me, what God has for me, and I don't hear the humility, I don't hear the pride, why would a world want that? Why would an unsaved world need to come into more arrogance in the house of the Lord, in our lifestyle? It ought to be when anybody compliments us, when anybody thanks us, I always, as the word tells us, point them to Jesus. Oh, I'm just his mail girl. When people say, oh, thank you for that prophetic word. Oh, prophet, you spoke to my spirit. And my response, because I understand I'm just the mail girl. It ain't nothing about Vanessa. It's all about me just walking in that office of a prophet or not stroking myself saying, I know I spend all this time with God and I know he's going to do. See, that arrogance, it's a stench in God's nostril, but when we have an attitude of gratitude, of thanking God for his goodness and his mercy, of thanking God that we're not out there lost, confused, flipping and flopping, and we had the right mindset even to get on this call so that God could speak to our hearts. See, when you have the right attitude, when many of us have seen the biblical and read the biblical examples of adversity coming into our lives, when we've seen situations where we've been knocked down, if we can look up, we can get up. And as we stay grounded in grace, when we allow God to speak his plan to our heart, when we allow ourselves to sit still with a spirit of humility and get the strategies from heaven, then we'll watch his will manifest in our life. We've got to keep the attitude of gratitude and be thankful for the grace that has been extended to us. My grace is sufficient. It's his grace that's carrying us to a place of manifestation in our lives, to his vision that he's given us, because our attitude really does determine our altitude. So today, be grateful. Give him the thanks. Give him the praise. Give him all the adoration. Truly be his hands extended. My grace, God tells us, is sufficient. In Jesus' name. Back to you, Miss Tiffany.
Wow. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. My grace is sufficient, carrying us to the manifestation of the vision. Thank you so much for that inspirational word from the Lord this morning. And you gave us a couple of nuggets that I just want to go back to. She said, our attitude determines our altitude. Embrace my grace, which is sufficient with the right attitude. Groom for success in Christ, not for yourself, but groom for your success in Christ. And the realization of how great is our God, when we realize that truly we serve a great and awesome God, then wow, how wonderful our lives will be. So we thank you for that word this morning, woman of God. And at this time, I would like to close us out in a word of prayer and lift up the prayer requests of our listeners here on the Master's Call. So, Father God, we just thank you for the woman of God, and we thank you that you used her to bring a message to us this morning. We thank her, Father, that she spoke into our hearts and our spirits to say that your grace is sufficient for us. So no matter what we think we don't have, your grace is sufficient, Father. So we thank you for dying on Calvary's cross, and we thank you for your blood that was shed for us. We thank you for each and every listener that dialed in this morning to the Master's Call. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts, and we pray that you would continue to give her peace and strength, oh God. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa, Father God, and we pray that you would continue to refill her, Father God, with those things that she pours out daily. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family and for their vision. We pray that you would continue to open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings for every single Artist International distributor. I come lifting up Platinum President Marie Preston and the elite ladies as they go out into the streets, Father God, day after day, and especially on Friday nights. I pray that you would continue to protect them as they go out. I pray for Platinum President Dorothy Cook, as she will be traveling to California. I pray that you would give her traveling graces to get here safely on tomorrow. I pray for Mamie Alexander, and I pray that you would continue to strengthen her Artist International buildings and continue business to do great things, oh God. I thank you for Sylvia, Father God, and I pray, Father God, that you would continue to show her truly who you are. I pray for the reunion that will come for her and her children, and I know that is on the way. So we thank you, oh God, and we praise you right now in advance. Thank you for healing Regina's legs and continue to keep her legs strong and mighty, oh God, for Vivian Lee and for the entire Lee family. Continue to do the work that only you could do in their lives, that their lives will truly be a living testimony for you. For Miss Kitty, Father God, I thank you for the blessings that you have bestowed upon her, her three-bedroom home, Father God, that has been approved. I thank you for the favor that you have shown to her and her children, and I ask that you would continue to keep them, oh God, in your grace. For Regina and the Atmosphere of Heaven band and their $20,000 goal that they need, Father God, in order to complete their recording, Father God, we decree and declare it to be so in the name of Jesus. For the artist Nigeria team, God, I ask that you would continue to clear the road in Nigeria, that nothing will stop the products from getting there, that nothing will stop the paperwork from getting there, that nothing will stop the provision from being there. So we ask right now that you would go and do what only you could do in Nigeria at this time and all over the world, in every country, in every state that Artists International embarks upon, for Mary Hall and for Maxine Nadell and for Annette Scott. Continue to be the strength in their lives, oh God. Father God, I thank you for Jackie and for Tina and for all those who traveled this weekend to Atlanta for the regionals. I pray, Father God, that you open their ears and their eyes to see truly what they have in their hands. And once again, for each and every family that is represented on this call right now and those that are calling to listen in, for each Artist International distributor, past, present, and future, we ask that you would do a new thing in our lives. We surrender to your will. We submit to your call, that we would be the masters in the marketplace that you have called for us to be in this time, in this season. And we bless your holy name. We honor you, we glorify you, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' name I pray and decree and declare these things, and it is so. Amen. So we thank each one of you for dialing in to the Master's Call. And we again ask that as you go through your day, that you would submit and surrender to God's call, and that you would be that minister in the marketplace that God has called for you to be. So I hope each one of you will have a marvelous Monday, and that you would magnify the Lord as you go through this day. So we bless each one of you, and we look forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow. God bless you. We love you, and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.